Can we do this by just a yay or up or down vote? Okay. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. All right, motion passes 6-0. Next, we have public hearings. There are none. No bid awards for item number 6. Number 7, persons to be heard related to agenda. Persons wishing to share their views on any item on today's agenda may do so at this time. Clerk, do we have anyone on the queue for that?
There is no one on Zoom.
Okay. Thank you. Next, we have persons to be heard unrelated to agenda. Persons with views on subjects not on today's agenda may share those views at this time. Anyone also? Okay, no one. Seeing none. Next, we have boards, commission, and committee reports. There are none. Consent agenda also has none. Sorry, I take that back. We do have one. Petersburg Lodge number 1092, Loyal Order of Moose, liquor license renewal. The Moose Lodge has applied with the Alcohol and Marijuana Control Office to renew their club alcohol license. AMCO has determined the application to be complete. A local governing body may protest the renewal within 60 days of the notice of filing the application.
I would move to approve this.
Second.
Motion's been put forward by Member Stanton Greger, seconded by Member Lynn. Any discussion on this? Okay, could we get a roll call vote on this, please?
Bob?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Thomas?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Donna?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we report of other officers. There are none. So moving on to the mayor's report. That mayor's report, let me get to it, says that we have three items. Filing for candidacy for the October 1, 2024 municipal election. The filing period to run for an assembly, board, or commission seat for the Petersburg Borough began on July 23rd and ends at 4:30 p.m. on August 20, 2024. And just heads up, that's tomorrow. Paperwork to file for candidacy is available on the borough website or at the front desk of the municipal building. Please consider serving our community by running for one of the 14 seats up for election. All seats have three-year terms, and they are as follows: Assembly, School Board, Hospital Board, Planning Commission, and Harbor Advisory Board and Library Board all have two seats up for election. Parks and Recreation Advisory Board, Public Safety Advisory Board both have one seat. For more information, contact Clerk Thompson at 907-772-5405 or dthompson@petersburgak.gov. Tomorrow is the state primary election, August 20, from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. in the activity room of the community center, and early and absentee voting for the Petersburg Borough municipal election. Early and absentee voting for the October 1, 2024 municipal election will be held in the municipal building training room from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday through Friday, beginning September 11, 2024 through 12 noon on September 30, 2024. For more information, please contact Borough Clerk Thompson at 907-772-5405 or her email address. Next, we have the manager's report. Manager Giesbrecht, would you please read that for the record?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Streets crew finished installation of the new fencing around the green field at the ball field complex. And we got our order of lignocide was what we used to keep the dust down, although the weather is now changing, so it may not be as important, but we do have some in stock and got some put down, before weather changed. The borough's new fleet fueling system is up and running with minimal downtime needed to make the switch from the old system. Big thank you to the installer, Madden Electric, and admin assistant, Karen Malcolm, for all their work to get the new system put together and started up successfully. If you haven't heard, the bears are back. We have some garbage bears that are pretty active. This may continue for a few months before they den up in the fall. One large bear has started chewing holes through the cans, which has reduced the effectiveness of keeping lids closed with ratchet straps. Garbage customers are strongly encouraged to keep garbage secured indoors and only place garbage cans in the can on the morning of the garbage pickup day. We're advertising for a building maintenance supervisor to replace Jim Holder, who is leaving Public Works to take a position with Community Development as the borough's new building official. Jim's last day with Public Works is October 16th. Wastewater Supervisor Justin Haley and Director Cotter are working on finalizing a biosolids permit for disposal of the borough's composted sewage solids. This will formalize the current practice of applying these solids to the surface of the borough's landfill. Previously, we were able to dispose of the composted solids in the borough's mud dump, but more stringent testing requirements caused us to redirect to a facility where less testing is required. Boroughs received a draft of the proposed EPA discharge permit renewal for the wastewater treatment plant. We are reviewing the draft permit and have a 45-day period to make any comments. It is anticipated that when finalized, the new permit will result in a lot of additional testing procedures and likely an additional treatment process disinfection. Cost impacts related to the new permit are not fully known, but will be significant. And we will be able to make a more accurate assessments of these costs once we learn more about what the final permit will look like and the program and implementation schedule for the required changes to our testing and treatment processes. We've actually met with AML to talk about applying for a grant, a federal grant that would offset a lot of these costs if we get it. Line crew successfully installed a new distribution pole that will facilitate the electrical service to the medical center's work building. Thanks to motorists for observing the road closure on 8th Street during that work. We are sending our new mechanic at Power and Light to 2 weeks of classes on the EMD generators to increase his knowledge of this type of engine. It's a good opportunity. It will help him get up to speed that much faster. Staff has been working on some general cleaning and painting projects around the diesel plant while the weather was good. And Power and Light, in conjunction with water, wastewater, and sanitation departments, is considering signing up for an online rate engine software that will simplify our annual rate reviews of the enterprise funds. Platform is based on annual subscriptions and will illustrate to a better degree how planning for inflation projects and other expenses affect the revenue requirements of the utilities. The costs are a fraction of the normal rate study, and the company Waterworth provides unlimited support throughout the year, creating a truly continuous focus on rate adequacy and guidance that will help ensure the health of our enterprise funds. Members of the Assembly and staff met with Congresswoman Pultola and our D.C. lobbyist last week. We toured the future home of the Scow Bay Boatyard and discussed issues including king salmon, the pending DOE grid deployment grant, and needs for housing, childcare, and mental health support. Both groups also had an opportunity to tour the hospital and the work building site. Parks and Rec is gearing up for the fall season with youth basketball registration in full swing. Coaches, referees, and time clock volunteers are still needed. Come talk to us for information and signing up. Please check for the updated fall facility schedules coming out soon for Parks and Rec. These will be posted on the Facebook website and around the facility and shared with KFSK. Petersburg Bike Park is pedaling forward with work and improvements continuing around the park. Contact Pat Blair at Wheelhouse Bikes for more ways to help. EMS is very, very short on EMTs for staffing the ambulance. We continue to recruit for an EMS coordinator position with no applicants, and we don't have enough interest at this point to even run a class, but we're working on it. Aaron's doing what he can to get the word out. We're doing a lot more Facebook posts and trying to get folks interested. Harbor office is still busy with summer traffic, though most of the transient activities are travelers heading south. Tour shift activity is still busy through mid-September, so thank you again to the local fleet for playing nice at the drive-down facility. So Glow and a few of us on the borough staff met with representatives from American Cruises, Dick Somerville, and staff to discuss the future of mooring an additional vessel here in Petersburg. They seem to be willing to contribute costs to help with that. So it was a nice meeting, and they're going to send us a proposal. Nice weather has increased activity at the launch ramps, and skiff stalls are all full with permanent stall holders. Effects of the dredge project are producing increased use. And our attorney and I have, borough manager, have completed the draft agreement with Plangate and Haida Housing regarding the airport subdivision expansion. The draft has been mailed to Plangate and Haida Housing for their review and possible edits. When completed, this will be sent to the Assembly for their review and approval. And this would basically put all the utilities in for up to 11 lots and then split the lots between Clingett and Haida ownership and the borough. So there'd be some lots that'd be on the market for both groups. So, and that's it, my report.
All right, thank you. Are there any questions of the manager from the Assembly? Okay, seeing none. Next, we head into the unfinished business. Item A, on number 14, ordinance 2024-14, an ordinance amending provisions of chapters 3.38, 3.40, and 3.76 of the Petersburg Municipal Code to establish the Public Works Director as the head of the Borough Water and Sewer Utilities and create an Assistant Public Works Director as an administrative officer of the Borough, third and final reading. Approval of this ordinance in three readings will move operational responsibility of water and sewer utilities to the Public Works Director and will create an Assistant Public Works Director position as an administrative officer of the Borough. The Assembly unanimously approved this ordinance in its first and second readings. Could I get a motion, please?
I'll move.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Motion's been put forward by Member Lynn, seconded by Member Fine Walsh. Any discussion? All right, seeing none, clerk, would you please call the roll?
Donna?
Yes.
Thomas?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Thank you.
Motion passes 6-0. Next, we have ordinance 2024-15, an ordinance amending section 14.20.280 of the Petersburg Municipal Code to clarify recoverable expenses from vessels impounded and disposed of from borough harbors, third and final reading. This ordinance will clarify in the municipal code that the owner of any vessel disposed of shall be liable for all costs incurred by the borough during the process of disposal. This ordinance was unanimously approved in its first and second readings. Could I get a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
All right, thank you. Member Stanton Greger has put forward the motion. Member Fine Walsh has seconded it. Any discussion? All right, seeing none, please call the roll, clerk.
Rob?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Donna?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Thomas?
Yes.
Thank you.
Motion passes 6-0. Next, we have ordinance 2024-16, an ordinance adjusting the FY 2025 budget for known changes, third and final reading. If adopted in three readings, this ordinance will, one, authorize $240,000 to be transferred from the Harbor Department reserves to a derelict boat disposal budget item, increasing the total amount budgeted to $250,000. Number two, transfer $4,000 from general fund contingency to a ballot proposition information budget item to disseminate information on the ballot propositions regarding the maximum sales tax exemption and the transient room tax rate. And number three, adding revenue of $232,965 and expenses of $153,418 for two electrical line extension jobs into the budget. The Assembly unanimously approved the ordinance 2024-16 in its first and second readings. Could I get a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Member Stanton Greger put forward the motion. Member Fine Walsh seconded it. Any discussion? Member Lynn.
I still got a question for the manager. Do you know why we chose or why we put $240,000 from or transferred it from the harbor reserves to the derelict vessels? We have that many, or what's the rationale behind?
Through the mayor. I wish it was a lot. That's the estimate we got to handle two vessels. It's incredibly expensive, and it has not been put out to bid or anything. We probably, if we get that far, we'll just do, you know, won't bid it out unless we can hear somebody else that's interested. But literally to take two boats apart and scrap them and handle any hazmat materials, the estimate was just under $250,000.
Thank you.
Yeah. Any other questions? All right, so that brings us to new business.
Call the roll on that first.
Oh, yep, thank you.
All good.
Clerk, please call the roll.
Jay?
Yes.
Thomas?
Yes.
Donna?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on to new business. Resolution 2024-11, a resolution approving the sale of a Borough Tidelands parcel described as McFadden Lease Parcel B, plat 95-7, Parcel ID 01-008-242 to Island Refrigeration LLC. At the August 5th, 2024 meeting, the Assembly voted to facilitate a direct sale of Tidelands parcel so named to Island Refrigeration LLC and directed Manager Giesbrecht to negotiate a price for the parcel with the terms of the sale to be brought back before the Assembly for approval. Island Refrigeration has offered a purchase price equal to the appraised value of the parcel of $58,845 plus $632.28 in expenses incurred during the sale process as required by Borough Code for a total price of $59,477.28. Could I get a motion on this resolution, please?
Second.
Thank you. Member Stanton Gregor has put forward the motion. Member Fine Walsh has seconded it. Any discussion? Member Stanton Gregor.
Thank you, Mayor Marsh. Yeah, just for those listening at home who didn't catch the last meeting, as stated in this, at the previous meeting, we had plenty of discussion and the vote was made to approve the sale. So tonight, as stated in there, we're just talking about the price of the sale, and I will definitely be voting for this. At appraised value plus expenses incurred is right at market value and appropriate, and I will definitely be voting yes and look forward to seeing how Brock continues his business plan. Thanks.
Any other discussion? I also will be voting in favor of this. This makes sense. It is at appraised value, and looking forward to the progress that Island Refrigeration plans to make on this. All right, here is seeing no other discussion or hands raised. Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Thomas.
Yes.
Donna.
Yes.
Bob.
Yes.
Jay.
Yes.
Rob.
Yes.
Mark.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Motion passes 6-0. The next item under new business, a letter of opposition to any determination by NOAA NMFS to list Gulf of Alaska Chinook salmon under the Endangered Species Act. The Wild Fish Conservancy, a Washington state-based environmental group, filed a petition with the National Marine Fisheries Service to list Alaska salmon, Chinook salmon, as a threatened or endangered species under the Endangered Species Act. NMFS issued a positive 90-day finding on the petition, noting a downturn in Chinook productivity and evidence of decreasing size and age at maturity. The positive 90-day finding starts a formal status review under the ESA. The result of the status review will be a decision on whether to list any or all of Gulf of Alaska Chinook stocks as threatened or endangered. Alaska Department of Fish and Game has managed Alaska's fisheries since 1960, 1 year after Alaska achieved statehood, using a sustainable management concept which prioritizes spawning escapement based on maximum sustained yield and timely reductions in Chinook exploitation rates by fishery closures, reduced fishing time, etc. When management of the fisheries was turned over by the federal government to ADF&G in 1960, Alaska's salmon runs were depressed and our salmon fisheries were struggling. Using the sustainable management concept, ADF&G rebuilt salmon runs from abundances that were far lower than they are today. ADF&G's management is designed to protect the long-term productivity of salmon stocks when productivity is low, and this management concept has worked in the past. ESA listing of Chinook salmon will significantly harm subsistence, commercial, and recreational fisheries, causing cultural and economic harm to Alaska's coastal communities and its people. NOAA, NMFS, is accepting comments on their evaluation to determine whether to list Alaska's Chinook salmon under the ESA through September 6, 2024. Mayor Jensen requested a letter of opposition to a possible ESA listing to be drafted for Assembly consideration. So, could I get a motion, please, whether or not we should submit a letter of opposition? Thank you.
Second.
All right, Member Lynn has put forward the motion. Member Fine Walsh has seconded it. Any discussion? Yes, Member Fine Walsh.
Thanks. I support sending a letter. I think this is something that's worth raising our voice over because it definitely affects all of the commercial fishing interests, in our community and surrounding communities. I think an endangered species listing would be highly problematic, even for fisheries that weren't targeting Chinook, king salmon. It would really be unfortunate. So, I hope people will hear the communities and kind of their problems with this, and the Wild Fish Conservancy won't be successful here. So yeah, I support the motion.
Any other comments? I support this also. I did a little digging today on the Wild Fish Conservancy's website, and it seems like this is just the tip of the iceberg for what their goals are. And I think to make this put the king salmon on the Chinook or on the endangered species list would be catastrophic to not just Petersburg, but all of Southeast and potentially all of Alaska fisheries, because whatever the fishery, there may be a chance that somebody might catch a king salmon, heaven forbid. So it seems that this is just the beginning. So I support a letter of opposition as well. Okay, hearing no more discussion, clerk, would you please call the roll?
Thomas?
Yes.
Donna?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. So next we have communications. Any correspondence received since the August 1st, 2024 meeting? Well, it is in the packet. Assembly discussion items. Are there any assembly member comments? Seeing none, it looks like any recognitions? Yes, Mr. Hankins.
I apologize, I was a couple minutes late, so I wanted to do this under items unrelated to the agenda. But the volunteers this Saturday from 10 to 2 in Hammer and Weekon's parking lot downtown are having a recruitment drive. They are offering demonstrations of some of their equipment, as well as hot dogs and burgers for those who stop by. I invite the assembly and the public to come by and come talk to volunteers. And if you're interested at all about joining, we sure could use you. So thank you.
All right. Thank you for that. All right. If there are no other discussions, items, or recognitions, could I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All right. Roll call. Not a roll call. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Yeah, okay. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you.